ॐ ध्यायामोद्रबलावकुण्डलवतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्टिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरसङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीमधुसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम्। Shankara, in the previous shloka, in the 10th shloka as well as the 9th shloka, spoke about Kundalini Shakti, that Shakti which is the essence of Devi, which is born out of the Sudha Dhara, Namrutam, that flows from the space in between Devi's feet. So in this particular shloka, in the 11th shloka, Shankara speaks about the place where Devi is worshipped, or that place, that yantram in which Devi resides, Devi lives. So in devotional terminology or in bhakti, more to do with Shakta, but most of the systems we have three different components to any god. So one is yantram. Yantram is the place or that particular form or instrument in a way wherein that particular god is worshipped or god resides. So that particular god where she resides. So it is with the help of the yantram, with the help of that particular instrument or form, that puja or various yajnas or yagas are done for that particular devata. So that is yantram, a form or an instrument we can say. And then the second entity is mantram. Any god is associated with a particular mantram. That mantram which helps us in gaining devotion as well as gaining the faith and compassion of the devata. So that's all devatas have a mantram. For Shiva it is Om Namah Shivaya, for Vishnu it is Om Namo Narayanaya, similar way. So yantram and the second is mantram. So when we do puja, we'll have the yantram and we will chant the mantram, but that's not enough. There need to be a vidhi. There needs to be a particular way in which we worship the god. So the particular way of worship is what is called as tantram. So we have yantram, the place where the god lives or god is worshipped, and mantram, the second component, which is some sacred syllables joined together with which we propitiate the particular god, and tantram, the way, the vidhi or injunction or the particular way or mode in which we worship the god. So with respect to Devi, so Shankara here speaks about the yantram for Devi, yantram for Shakta Bhaktas, or that particular form or instrument wherein Devi is worshipped. So the yantram for Devi is quite famous and popularly known as the Sri Chakram. So generally yantrams are in the form of chakram. Chakram means just a particular form or combination of lines and quotes which help us from obstacles, from dangers. So if we have a yantram, if we have a small it's generally yantram are drawn in small, what they call as tagad or bronze slabs, sheets, very small sheet, the size of our palm, and there it will be drawn. And then if we have it, if we keep it either in the same form or coil, that will protect us. So there are different things like Mrityunjaya. When Mrityunjaya mantram or Mrityunjaya yantram is kept, that yantram, it denotes mrityunjayam, then it helps us in longevity. Similarly, there are yantram for avoiding accidents, avoiding danger while traveling. So there are many other cases like that. So with respect to this, with respect to Devi, the yantram is Sri Chakram. So Sri Chakram is very popular, so most of the people know. And during Bhagavati Seva, there is a particular, we can say, a puja done to propitiate Devi. So whenever, before starting a Mangala, some activity, Mangala activity, like a marriage or any other thing, they generally conduct Bhagavati Puja, Bhagavati Seva it's called. So when people, Devi Bhaktas or Shaktas as well as we can say Ayyars or that sect of Brahmins who follow Shankaracharya, they when moving into a new house, when like Upanayana happen, so many Mangala activities, when good activities happen, they conduct Bhagavati Seva. And there are few houses where they conduct Bhagavati Seva once in 6 months, once in a month, once in 2 months, etc. So in the Bhagavati Seva, the pujari or the person, the vadhyar, one who chants, one who does the puja, he chants the Lalita Sahasranama along with Trishati and the Ashtotra Shatam as well as various suktas. And they decorate the flower as well as places in front. So it is said that we have to have Sri Chakram drawn there. So Sri Chakram is a particular drawing. We can consider it as a drawing. And it is that yantram wherein Devi resides. So in this shloka, Shankara explains Sri Chakram. Explains as to what is Sri Chakram. In general, what is Sri Chakram and what are the components of Sri Chakram. So it's quite tough to explain through words how Sri Chakram looks. So unless you have Sri Chakram in front of you, it is very tough to explain. But in short, Sri Chakram consists of few components. So we can consider, if we have a square area, so imagine a square area, let's say 10 by 10 inches, let's say, and then we need to draw one big circle. So if we draw one big circle and then two other lines outside this circle, so the circle are concentric. So we have three circular lines. So the inner and the innermost one, that circular line, that inside it, that has triangular form inside it, triangles inside it. So that there are basically, there will be five triangles which are facing down. Facing down means the tip of the triangle will be bottom. So one end of the triangle will be bottom down and the other two ends will be horizontal and on top. From our perspective, if you see from a perspective, from an angle, from the normal vision that we have, the triangles which are faced down, upside down. So there will be five triangles which are faced upside down, kept in proper angles, kept at proper places inside the circle, and then we will have four triangles facing up. And then, so when we have such a construction, when we keep each of those triangles, five triangles facing down, four triangles facing up, we there's a particular construction pattern, construction way as well, which says, so if we do it in the right way, keeping all these, positioning these triangles in the right position, then we'll finally end up with the middlemost, the center of the circle, there will be a bindu. It is called just one dot or bindu. And outside it, we will have different triangular patterns. So the just if we start from the bindu, the center of the circle, the innermost circle, and then until the circle, the line of the circle, we'll have various triangles in it. So what we'll have is, the first there will be, so the there will be one small triangle, and then there will be a set of 210 triangles. So these are triangles, very small triangles, like it's the initial 9 triangles that I talked about, 5 facing down and 5 facing, 4 facing up. Those are triangles which are very big, and these triangles which are formed out of the combination or positioning of the 9 big triangles, we'll have small triangles. So there will be one triangle at the middle, then there will be a set of 10 triangles, circular triangles. So this triangles, the 10 triangles, we can consider it as a concentric circle based on the, which has its center as the center of the big circle which we initially imagined. So we have one bindu and a triangle, small triangle, and then we'll have a set of 2 sets of 10 triangles. So these triangles have at their end a circle. So we have 2 sets of 10 triangles. Then we'll have a set of 14 triangles. Sorry, I am a bit out of context now. I haven't been in touch with Sri Chakran, so what I said is wrong. Initially there will be a bindu, then there will be one triangle, then there will be a set of 8 triangles, then 2 10 triangles, and finally a set of 16 triangles. So if we add all these, then there will be one single triangle plus 8 outside it, just outside it. So the outermost, when we go outer, it's like we can consider it as a concentric circle which is of a higher diameter, until the big circle that we initially imagined, the 3 sets of circles or circular lines. So we have the from the center, one small triangle, then 8 triangles, so that makes it 9, then 2 sets of 10 triangles, so that makes it 29, and then a set of 16 triangles, 29 plus 16 makes it 45. So we'll have that particular this is the position inside the circle. So we can see it in a little different way as well. So we have all this, we have 45 sets of triangles inside the big circle, one circle, and outside the circle we initially said there will be a set of 3 lines, right? So inside the innermost line, inside the innermost circle, we have whatever we said, this triangle, combination of triangle, and then between the, then we have 2 circles outside this circle. So between the, each of those circles, the first, between the innermost and the middle circle, we have a set of 8 dalas. Dalas means petals. So 8 petals. And then between the middle circle and the external circle, we have 16 dalas. And then outside the external circle, we'll have just 2 lines. That means there are the space of two circles there. Not exactly 2 line, but it is 3 lines. So finally, 2 line, but we can consider it as 3 line inclusive of the innermost circle. And then, so that makes up the circle. Then we'll have a kind of, if we built a wall throughout this circle, so that will be a square wall, but we need to cut off the each side of the square, the middle portion we have to cut off. That means it's like a temple, wherein in a temple which has 4 sides, 4 entrances, then the middle portion would be open, whereas the other portions will be a bit the other portions would be occupied. So this completes the Sri Chakram, a small description of Sri Chakram. It's very tough to put it into words, but if you understand, if you can see it somewhere, then that explains that in a way explains what Shankara is going to speak in this particular shloka. So this shloka speaks about whatever the details that I spoke about, the various details of Sri Chakram, which is the place where Devi resides. So this shloka speaks about the yantram. So through the yantram, mantram and tantram, we will come to know that there is only Devi here. So whatever is present is Devi. So the entire world that we see is composed of the Sri Chakram. So Sri Chakram analysis can go on and on and on. We'll try to see the shloka first and then an analysis of the components. Brief analysis of the components, which will show us that Sri Chakram or the Yantram, the place where Devi resides, that encompasses everything. It encompasses Vedantam, it encompasses the Jaganmithya as well as Brahma Satyam also. We'll see that. So this shloka is in Raga Kalyani. So Kalyani is one of the most popular raga. So it's a beautiful raga. So it's one of the most beautiful raga, and it's the most used raga even in Carnatic as well as film world. Ilayaraja, among many other Tamil music directors, has used Kalyani to a large extent. The famous song of Janani, Janani in Mukambika, Devi Mukambika, which is a representation of Saundarya Lahari. So that shloka in the movie, I think Shankaracharya, there it starts with Shiva Shaktya Yukto Yadi Bhavati Shakta Prabhavitam, that shloka, and it is sung by Ilayaraja himself. And so that is that song, Janani Janani, Jagamni Agamni, Jagatkarini Ni Paripurani Ni, Janani Janani, Jagamni Agamni Agamni. So, O Janani, you are outside, the entire world is you, and internally also you are there. And Jagatkarani, you are the cause of the world, Paripurani, and yet you are full in all aspects. So, Purnam or Bhuma, that is the word that Vedanta uses for something which is full, something which is perfect. So the shloka is sung in this way. The shloka goes like this. Chaturbisri kantaihi Shiva yugati bi pancha birapi Prabhinna birshambu Navabirapi mula prakriti bihi Chatushchatvarimshat Vasudala kalasrat Trivalaya Trireka bisadham Tava charana kona parinata. I'm not that a good singer, so it won't be that perfect. So the shloka meaning goes like this. Whatever we have discussed, the parts of Sri Chakram, that is the same thing. So chaturbihi Sri Kantaihi. Sri Kantaihi chaturbihi. So four, chaturbihi means four, that means four, you can say four triangles or four chakras. It means chakras, but we can consider it as triangle. So four triangles of Sri Kantaihi of Shiva. So four components or four chakram or four triangle is of Sri Kantaihi of Shiva. And Prabhinnabhi Shambhoho. Shambhoho Prabhinnabhi. Prabhinnabhi means different. Shambhoho, different than Shambhu, different than Shiva's four chakras. Shiva Yuvati Bihi Panchabihi Api. Shiva Yuvati Bihi means Shiva's wife consort or Devi's Panchabirapi. Five also. So the four chakras of Shiva and five chakras of Devi. Chakras here we can say that it is similar to the triangle that is meant here, the innermost triangle. So that, or there is another interpretation which we will see as well. But in general, we can say that it is like the chakra or triangle. So, and Navabhirabhi Moola Prakritibhi. So these nine chakras or these nine triangles indicate, point out Moola Prakritibhi, the tattvas or the various tattvas, nine tattvas, the components of the world itself. So prakriti means nature or the world. So these nine components encompass prakriti itself, or these are the basis for prakriti itself. We'll see as to what each of those are. And then chatushchatvarimshat. Chatvarimshat means 40. Chatushchatvarimshat means total 44. So what are the 44 components of Sri Chakram? That is Vasudalam. Vasudalam means the 8 dalam that I spoke about, the 8. Then Kalasra. Kalasra means 16 dalam or the 16 kalas. Trivalayam, then the 3 valayam that I spoke about, 3 circles outside this 16 dalas. And Trivalayam is the wall that I spoke about. And Trivalayam is the 3 circles only. Reka means line. So the 3 lines or what the wall we can see together, sardham, all these tava charana konaha. So these are your these are the parts or components of your chakra. So tava charana konaha means, like, we can say sharana konaha or charana konaha. If we say charana konaha, that means your padam, or your padam denotes the place where a person lives or the place where a person stands. And Devi, if in worship Devi stands, Devi resides in Sri Chakram. So Sri Chakram consists of Chatushchatvarimshat or 44 components. And Parinataha. So Parinataha means completes or together Chatushchatvarimshat. So that is finally ends up with 44. This is the Sri Chakram, which is composed of 44 components, as well as which is composed of 9 chakras, 9 triangles, 9 tattvas, which are the basis for the entire world. The 44 consists of, like, when we add Vasudalam, 8 plus Kalasram. So 8 when we count the components together, that should come to 44. We can see that. Okay, the component, 44 components that ends up here is the triangles, the inner triangles that we totally counted as 44. So there are couple of views. Some people don't consider the Bindu. So if the Bindu is not considered, then it comes up to 43. If Bindu is there, then 44. So here Shankara says that Chatushchatvarimshat, the external, all those, and the 44, that totally brings up Devi Sri Chakram. So that sums up Sri Chakram or that yantram wherein Devi resides. So regarding each of this, so there are a lot of tattvas in it. So four Shiva Chakram and five Devi Chakram. So one interpretation we can say that the five chakras of Devi symbolize the five triangles that are there that are facing downward, and in such a case the four chakras of Shiva would be the triangles that are facing up in that way, and the four five Shakti, like it, these are basis for Prakriti. That's what Shankara says, Moola Prakriti Bihi. So there are tattvas for each of these nine. So for the five Devi or Shakti Chakras, the five tattvas behind each of those is skin, tuvak, skin, then blood, mamsam or flesh, Medas, Medas is the fluid between blood and the bone. So I'm not getting the right word, you can search and find out. And then Asti. So the five Shakti Chakras denote Tvak or skin, Raktam or blood, Mamsam, flesh, then Medas and Asti or bone. So these five together make up our physical body. So that is, these five make up our physical body, and then so just with this physical body we don't get life. So there are some things else as well. So the rest four of Shiva Chakras are Majja, again it's, you'll have to search for translation. So Majja is another part, Shuklam or semen or sperm, and then Prana and Jeevan. So in many other places we find that the physical body is composed of seven components like Tvak, Rektam, Mamsam, Asti, etc. So of those, the five are Devi Chakras, and the rest two form the Shiva Chakras as well as Prana and Jeevan also. The Jiva and Prana. Prana is different from Jiva because Jiva is the conscious entity in each one of us. It's a Kundalini Shakti, whereas Prana is, we can consider Prana as just energy. In scientific terms, prana is energy. That prana or energy spandanam, prana spandanam causes life to sustain. So jiva is essential for existence of even prana, because prana is without any chaitanyam. Prana spandanam, when jiva is there, prana is stable, and prana spandanam, prana starts movement. When prana starts there is movement of prana, then life starts. So thus, for life, the essence of life at the individual level, these nine are the basic tattvas. The five Shakti Chakras and four Shiva Chakras, as per the Sapta Dhatu or seven Dhatus that we are composed of, and Prana as well as Jeevan. So we can also explain a lot in many cases. So the Vasudalam or the Ashtadalam, which is called Vasudalam because Vasus are special saints. They are called Ashtavasus, they are eight saints. So Aitihyam has that, like it is the eldest of, once they were passing by they were traveling in space, and at that time they were Vishwamitra wanted to get revenge with Vasishta. I guess, if I am not wrong. And so what happened was, like, Vishwamitra screwed or motivated these Ashtavasus to steal Kamadhenu, the Pashu, that cow which fulfills all desires, which was there in Vasishtha's place. So while Vasishtha was doing meditation, dhyanam, these Ashtavasus, we can say, stole Kamadhenu from Vasishtha. And when they were returning back, Vasishtha woke up. So Vasishtha came out of his dhyanam and he found that Kamadhenu was missing. So in order to escape, they didn't know what to do, the Ashtavasus. So the eldest of them said that, okay, what we can do is we can cut Kamadhenu into pieces and eat. Each one eat a part of Kamadhenu so that Vasishtha will not find. They underestimated Vasishtha's talent, Vasishtha's skills. So Vasishtha came to know of it, that they not only stole, they butchered the cow and ate parts of it. But by his power, by his magic, by his siddhi, he brought Kamadhenu again to life. That's a different thing. But the eldest, these Ashtavasus were given shapam, cursed by Vasishtha. And since the person who is doing the wrong thing is not as faulty as the person who motivates. So the person who motivates a crime is more dangerous. He has to be punished more than the people who are really doing it. So the eldest one who motivated, he didn't eat. He butchered the cow and gave it to others. But since, even though he didn't eat, he was instrumental. He was the motivator. Therefore, he got the curse that he would be born on earth and will live forever. Whereas the other seven would have to just take birth and the very next moment they will return back to Swarga. So these Ashtavasus were divine people. They were, we can say, they were diverted or distracted by Vishwamitra. So the eldest Vasu was born as Bhishma. We are very famous, who is very famous, we all know him in Mahabharata. So he was born as Bhishma, and if we know right, if we remember the story, then Bhishma's mother Ganga Devi had seven more children whom she dropped in Ganges, and her husband couldn't ask anything because she had got a promise that if he questioned her activities, then she would leave him. But with the eighth one, her husband couldn't bear anymore. Therefore, Ganga Devi left, but Bhishma had to live. But it's also another fact that since they were Ashtavasus, they were great saints. Therefore, Bhishma, while he was dying as well, he spoke the glory of Lord through Vishnu Sahasranama to Yudhishthira, which is quite popular and famous. Kimekam daivatam loke kim vapekam parayanam stuvantakam kamarchanta prapnuyur manava shubham. Kimekam devatam loke, what is the devata to be worshipped here? So Yudhishthira went to offer his prostration to Bhishma, who was at his deathbed and the war was over. So at that time he asked a few questions. Kimekam devatam loke, which is the devata in the world to be worshipped? Kimva pekam parayanam, ekam parayanam, that one goal. If there is one goal that is to be achieved in life, what would be that goal? Stuvantak kam archanta prapnuyur manava shubham. In order for people to get shubham, get punyam, thereby lead them in to the spiritual goal of realization, who has to be stuvanta, whose praise has to be sung, and who has to be worshipped in the form of archana. So for that, Yudhishthira asked these questions and many other questions as well to Bhishma, and that's when Bhishma says that Vishnur Nama Sahasram Me Shrinu Papa Bayapaham. So Vishnur Nama Sahasram Me Shrinu Papa Bayapaham. So if you listen, I'll tell you the names of Vishnu, the thousand names of Vishnu, hearing or chanting which your papam will go away. So, and he explains also that Vishnu or the ultimate reality of Brahman alone is the goal that is to be achieved. That is the Devata, that is the Parayanam, that is the ultimate goal. Ekam Parayanam, that is that alone, and that has to be worshipped in the, and his praise, the praise of Brahman has to be done through Sahasranama. So you may think, okay, what has Vishnu to do with Brahman, Nirguna Parabrahman? So the very Nama, the Sahasranama starts with Vishvam Vishnur Vashatkaro, and it goes, so Vishvam Vishnu, Vishvam, he is the world. He is the world means he is the reality behind the world, that world which comes out of nothing but Brahman. So, Janma Adhyasya Yataha Yato Vaimani Bhutani Jayante Yena Jatani Jeevanti Yat Prayanti Abhisam Vishanti Tad Vijijnyasasva Tad Brahmeti. The Taittiriya Upanishad statement was summarized by Veda Vyasa in the second Brahma Sutra. Janma Adi Asya Yataha Janma etc. Janma, Janma means creation, Srishti, Stiti Layam, from whom happens, he is called Brahman. That is Brahman. So if the world is Vishnu, the world has come from Brahman. We have already discussed this a lot in Aparokshanubhuti. So the world is nothing but Brahman. So that means if Vishnu is worshipped as the world, then Vishnu has to be Brahman. And for the word of Vishnu, Shankara translates or interprets it simply as Vyapana Shilam, one who is present everywhere. Yatcha kinchit jagat sarvam drishyate sruyate piva antar bahishchatat sarvam vyapyan narayana stitah. Whatever is there in the world that is being pervaded inside and outside by Vishnu or Narayana. And that is what Upanishads term it as Brahman. Vadanti tat tatva vidah tatvam yajnanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaniti shabditi. Bhagavatam says that it is one reality which is non-dual consciousness in nature, which is termed by jnanis, knowers of the reality, as Brahman, Paramatman, Bhagavan, etc. It's the same thing. And that is what is being worshipped here as Devi. So the Ashtadalam stands for the Ashtavasus who were so devoted, and one of them was instrumental in giving us Vishnu Sahasranama. And then the Kalashra, that means 16 dalam, which is outside the Ashtadalam. 16 dalam, that stands for 16 kalas. Kala means like it's not art that we know. Kala is nishkalam, that kala. Nishkalam means without parts. So 16 parts. Life has 16 parts, some of which are the panchabhutas, then the mind, jiva, etc., etc. So 16 kalas are there for life. Life is composed of 16 kalas. And when a jnani realizes, then gata kala panchadasha pratishtaha devascha sarve devatasu. So Mundaka Upanishad at the end, while speaking about a jnani, after jnanam, where will the jnani go? It says that gata kala panchadashaha. Panchadasha kalaha gataha. For such a person, the panchadasha kala vanishes. The kala panchadasha along with the 16th of Purusha. 16 stands for Purusha or Atman. And they, each of them go to their own devatas. The each indriyas go to their own devatas. So the 16 kalas make up life. The last one is Purusha, who is the basis for all the other kalas. But in short, these 16 kalas are which sustain life. Life is based on that. That means Devi is the basis for these 16 kalas. Devi is even the basis for Atman, the Kutastha Atman, because కూటస్థ ఇస్ అక్షర పురుష, కూటస్థ ఇస్ సీమింగ్లీ లిమిటెడ్, కూటస్థ ఇస్ ద ఘటాకాశం, వేరాజ్ ద బేసిస్ ఫర్ కూటస్థ ఇస్ ద మహాకాశం ఆర్ నిర్గుణ పరబ్రహ్మన్ ఆర్ పురుషోత్తమ యాజ్ పర్ కృష్ణ. సో దేవి ఈస్ ద బేసిస్. సో ది 16 కళాస్ ఇండికేట్ దట్ దేవి ఈస్ ద బేసిస్ ఫర్ ద 16 కళాస్. దట్ మీన్స్ దేవి ఈస్ ద నిర్గుణ పరబ్రహ్మన్. అండ్ దేవి అష్టదళ ఇండికేట్ దట్ దేవి క్యాన్ బి నోన్ త్రూ డివోషన్. అండ్ ఇఫ్ డివోషన్ ఈస్ దేర్ దెన్ ఎ పర్సన్ క్యాన్ అచీవ్ గెట్ రిడ్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ సిన్స్ లైక్ ద అష్టవసూస్ డిడ్ అండ్ దే గాట్ రిడ్ ఆఫ్. అండ్ ఇఫ్ డివోషన్ ఈస్ దేర్ దెన్ will be ever liberated, jivan mukta, like Bhishma, who though supported, who didn't resist the evil activities of Kauravas, yet he was ever immersed in that. So he at the end of in Vishnu Sahasranama, just before Vishnu Sahasranama, he also says that I still remember that form of Krishna with Tukjit Chakram. When he took the chakram, when people started attacking Arjuna and Arjuna was nirayudham, so there was a time when in the war Arjuna was nirayudham, didn't have any weapon and he was tired, he was unconscious. At that time Krishna, who had taken the vow of not taking a weapon to fight the war, he took the wheel of the ratham as a chakra and came pouncing on to Bhishma, because Bhishma was so powerful that he made Arjuna unconscious. So Bhishma at that time tells that even during your rage I couldn't but see Brahman. So that is what he says. So both ways it also speaks about the devotion or the devotion of Bhishma, which led him to see Krishna everywhere. Krishna as Nirguna Parabrahman and Krishna as the Lord's compassion to help Arjuna by going against his own words. Oh, I have taken a vow that I won't lift an instrument. That doesn't mean the Lord will not help his devotee. And Arjuna was more than a normal friend or something to Krishna. To Krishna, Arjuna was a real bhakta, a person who was seeking the Lord. That means if we seek the Lord, then the Lord will take care. So if we seek Devi, Devi will take care. And Sri Chakram, it is very sacred to keep Sri Chakram, draw or take a printout of Sri Chakram and keep it in our puja room. So long back, maybe 10 years or 15 years back, we used to read the Saundari Lahari book, the Tamil book by Uriyashir Anna from Ramakrishna Mission in Tamil, and draw Sri Chakram. So me and my sister, we both with my father's help, we used to draw Sri Chakram. So we have drawn 3 or 4 Sri Chakram. It's very tough, it's a intrinsic thing. So the internal, the triangles inside the inner circle is so tough. If we don't position it rightly, then we'll, instead of the one innermost triangle, then the 8, 1, 10, rather than that, we'll have a small piece coming out of, like protrusions will be there. So it's very tough, but we used to draw it. So that, like, if we have Sri Chakram with us, that is an yantram, that is protection by direct. That indicates direct protection of Devi. So even if we don't believe Devi, if we have Yantram, that means we have Devi with us, because it is a place of Devi. It is that component, that part where Devi resides. Tava Sharana Konaha. Sharanam or Charana Konaha. Sharana Konaha word means that it is, as I said, Charana Konaha means that is where Devi, it is a refuge of Devi. Charana Konaha means it is the basis of Devi or where Devi resides. Most of the books I have seen Charana Konaha than Charana Konaha. So if a person needs to become a Shakta, become a devotee, real devotee of Devi, he should know Sri Chakram. He should know to draw Sri Chakram. He should know that Sri Chakram is the Yantram wherein Devi resides. And therefore he should try to keep it in his puja room or with him if possible. If a small, if he can draw a big one and then reduce it, then he should keep it in his pocket always so that Devi is there to protect such a devotee. Though it's not essential that a person needs to have external means of remembering Devi, but obstacles in the world are so much that a person will not have so much courage, so much devotion, that strong a devotion to that he doesn't need external motivation. If external motivation was not required, most of us would become Jivan Mukta by doing sadhana ourselves. But that is not enough. We need a guru, we need motivation, we need books, we need to learn a lot of works, we need to learn it from somebody. So all those are required because we are not that capable. That means we have external obstacles, external enemies which have to be conquered, external as well as internal mental enemies, mental emotions, which can be overcome by these protection, by having yantra of Devi, the mantram of Devi, the tantram in which we need to do activities or in the way to do activities. So maybe some other day we can discuss in brief about the mantram of Devi. It's called Shodashakshari mantram, that mantram which has Shodasha Aksharam. Shodasha means 16. So 16 Akshara mantra. It's also Shodasham. Om Namo Narayana is also Shodasham. So without Om, it translates to Panchadasha Akshari. So that is most popular. Some people might consider Shodasha Akshari, but basically there are two opinions. So Panchadasha Akshari mantra is very popular for Shakta, Vishakta. Not including Om, it will be like 15 Aksharas, 15 syllables which make up, even as Panchakshara mantra means Om Namah Shivaya. Similarly, Panchadashakshari mantra means Om with 15 Akshara, which is Devi's mantra. So yantram is over. We'll try to discuss the mantram some other day. But if a person is always remembering that Devi is always there, Devi is behind, Devi is a substratum of Brahman, in which the Shodashakalas are there, not only that, the Nava Tattvas, the nine Tattvas of Sapta Dhatu, which make up the body, which make up life, and then Prana and Jivan, all those are they have for their basis Devi, they have for their substratum Devi. Devi is the basis for them. Devi is pervading in and out each of them. Then that means Devi only is present there. For a devotee who remembers that always, then he will get the grace of Devi, get the compassion of Devi, wherein he will slowly be taken from the jnana avastha, from dukkham, from samsaram, to moksha or ananda. We'll continue in the next day. Hari Om.